Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It looks like it's going to be just you and me for now because we're having some technical difficulty getting Adam Levin on the show. But I want to you and I are going to continue to march because I want to talk about this Equifax thing. And you and I both know people, maybe it's happened to you, who had their identity stolen. Identity theft is a major crime. It's a major problem in the United States. So what happens when somebody steals your identity? Now, if they steal your credit card, then they can use that credit card, and as long as no one asks them for a photo ID, they get to use it. But you know that you can stop this because if somebody uses your credit card, you're not responsible for that. The credit card company is going to be responsible for those purchases, and it's not held against you if somebody steals your credit card. If they steal your PIN number, the banks are not for your ATM card. As far as I know, the banks are going to be responsible for all that. Somebody steals those things. But if somehow they get your personal information, and whenever someone has stolen someone's identity, here's what they've done. They've gotten their Social Security number, their birth dates, their driver's license number, and they've started with that. They took their name, they took their address, and they took that most personal of information, and they went out and secured credit, borrowed money, bought stuff in your name with your information, the same way you would give it out, and they've been able to establish credit that you didn't know about and take the money and run. And when that happens, it goes on your record, and guess what? It gets reported in the credit reporting companies know about this. They report it for you. And how many people do you know? So many people, hundreds, thousands, I'm sure thousands of people have had their, and the people that I've talked to have said, they've used this term, it ruined my life. Having their identity stolen ruined their life. I've had people tell me that before. Now, that's because the credit reporting agencies use that information that the bad guys created to report about the problem with your credit that the bad guys created. So now we have a situation where one of the credit reporting companies has allowed a breach. There was a patch that they could have made, and they didn't. They did not do everything Equifax. There are three of them, right? Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. And so Equifax did not do what they should have done to protect our identity. And I'm going to say our because I can almost assure you I'm part of that because I know that all three of these groups have my information. They have your information. And when there was 143 million Americans, that's just about every active adult. That's pretty close to every active adult. Maybe, you know, there's a whole lot of seniors who are not as active in the credit world these days, and then you take all the children out, That's pretty darn close to every active adult, say under 70 or so, or under 80 maybe. And so that's just about, that's a lot of Americans. And now the bad guys, because what they got, they got your name, your addresses, not just one address, multiple addresses. They got your social security number. They got perhaps your driver's license. They got your phone numbers. These are all verifying numbers, information that a credit company would say, well, I've got the right person here. They've got all this stuff. They've got all the correct information. When you apply for credit, they ask you these questions. And if the bad guys can answer those questions the way you would answer them, they're going to get the credit when they represent themselves as you. And guess what? Then the credit reporting companies like Experian, like Equifax, like TransUnion, will use that information to hurt you. They'll use the bad information to report it that will hurt you. So think about this. Think about the total lack of trust that Equifax now has created for themselves. And this is where we are now, folks, with so much of what's going on. And young people, all you millennials out there who think nothing, I mean, this is the research has shown that you're not as concerned about people having all your information. You don't mind giving your stuff out. I'm not being judgmental of you. This is the research shows this. You've reported that, you know, you're not as guarded with your information as other generations are. You've got to realize this is dangerous stuff. And so, folks, we all have to do a couple of things now. Number one, we got to do whatever we can to protect ourselves from this event, from the results of this event. We got to keep up with what's going on and make sure that one thing we can do, of course, you can block your credit. You can go on all three groups and block your credit. We've talked about that, had experts talking about that before. Block our credit, and that way you can lock it up, and nobody can use it until you unlock it, including yourself. That's one way to go. There are other groups that will try to protect your identity and all that sort of thing. You know about those folks. But we also have to start thinking about what hath all this technology and all this convenience, what is the cost of that to us? Is it worth it? And in many cases it is, but in some cases it's not. We have to think, we have to realize that all this great convenience, this technological conveniences we have, it comes at a cost. We cannot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.